Today's shir is L'zeichah Nishmas Rabbi Yehuda Leibin, Reb Shmuel. Today's shir is Masechta Megillah Daf Vav, and we will begin on Daf Hey Amid Baral Hey Amid Beis, the bottom line. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan comments: Ki Avino Talia. When I was a young boy, Amina Milsa, I said something to Sha'alna L'Savia that after I said this halacha, they asked the question of the elders, if I am correct, if what I said is correct, v'shtakeh kavasei, and indeed turned out that what I said was accurate. Hamas, the pasuk in Yeshua mentions the city Hamas, says the Gemara, zu k'tveria. The city Hamas that's mentioned in the pasuk is Tveria. And the question is, lama nikra shemai Hamas? Why is that city called Hamas? Al-Shum Chamei Tveria. Because in that city, we have the Chamei Tveria. Rekas, the city that's called Rekas in the Pasuk, Zu Tzipayri, is the city that we know of, Tzipayri. V'lama Nikra Shemai Rekas, why is it called Rekas? Mishum the Medallia, cracks in the Nahara. It's high, just like the beach is higher than the water that it's around. Kinneretz, so Gneiser, the Kinneret is the city Gneiser. V'lama Nikra Shemai Kinneret. And why is it called Kinneret? The Mesiki Pera, its fruit are so sweet, could color the canary, just like the sound of the harp makes very sweet sounds. This city's fruits are very sweet. Ask the Gemara, Amarava, Mikulaman, the Amar, the Rekas, laughed very he. Is there anybody that would suggest the Rekas is not Tveria? Says the Rav Kishachav Inish Hacha. When a person is Nifter and Bavel, Hasam Saftalei Hachi. In Tveria, this is the Hesped they say it here. Galu B'Sheshach, he was raised in Sheshach. V'Shem Loi B'Rekas, and he got a reputation in Rekas. V'Kimaski Aroina L'Hasam, and when they bring him for burial from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And as the Sifsei Chachamim explains, it was very common that people who were Nifter in Bavel would be brought to Eretz Yisrael for Kfura, for burial. And not only was it common that they were brought to Eretz Yisrael for burial, but when coming from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you're coming from the north and you're arriving in the north. And Tveria, since it's in the north of Eretz Yisrael, that's why they would bury them in Tveria. And I saw that the Yonakov explains, Godlu b'sheishach, v'sheim loy b'rekas. That means that what's the difference between Godl and Sheim loy? Somebody could be a great person, but that doesn't mean that he has reached the pinnacle. But in Eretz Yisrael, if you have a reputation, given the avir, the arah machdim, that means you're great. And Sabtalei Hachi, they would say the following hesped, Oivei Seridim, Klai Yisrael, who are called Seridim. Seridim are people who have survived. Yeshved Rekas, the people who all live in Rekas, Tzuva Kibla Rugei Oimrik, come out to greet those people who were nifter in Bavel, which Bavel, as we've mentioned many times, is in a valley. Says the Gemara, Kinach Nafshei to Reb Zeira. When Reb Zeira was Nifter, Pasach Layahu Saftana, the person who said a hefsbid on him said, Eretz Shina, Bavel, Hara V'Yalda, conceived and gave birth to Reb Zeira. Eretz Tzvi, Eretz Yisrael, we know, is considered Eretz Tzvi. Gidlusha Shishua raised the people who were born in Bavel. Oila Na Amar Rekas, Rekas, the city of Rekas says about itself, Ki avda kli chamdasa, it lost its glory, it lost its great talmidei chachamim. And as the Mashal explains, the Gemara here is speaking about three different type of hespedim, of three different talmidei chachamim. One, it speaks about somebody who never had the schus to come to Eretz Yisrael and was not even zoicha to kfur in Eretz Yisrael. The somebody else was never came to Eretz Yisrael while he was alive, but is zoicha to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And the third one is that somebody was zoicha to not only come to Eretz Yisrael, but he was able to come to Eretz Yisrael while he was still alive. And therefore, because of this question, the Rekas clearly is Tveria. Elam Arava, Hamas. Hamas is the city of Gror. And the reason it's called Hamas, because the Chamei Gror are in that city. Rekas, Zu Tveria. And Kinneret, Zu Gnoiser. Says the Gemara, V'lama Nikra Shemai Rekas. Why is that city called Rekas? Says the Gemara, Shafil Rekonishaba. Even the people who don't have many mitzvahs, Malayim mitzvahs, Kareeman, they have many mitzvahs, just like a rimoy, a pomegranate has many pits. So too, the people in Rekas have many mitzvahs. So Tori Evan asks, this concept of Shafil Rekonishaba, Malayim Mitzvahs Kareemoyim is not unique to Tveria. That's a common fact that people, all of Klal Yisrael, even the Rekonim Shabbat, are Malayim Mitzvahs Kareemoyim. So why is Tveria being singled out? So one pshat that the Turi Amba explains, that Tveria is not known as a city that has something special, some special Kedusha. And that's why, even though this place in Eretz Yisrael that does not represent the place of extra Kedusha, it's just Eretz Yisrael, everywhere in Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. Another pshat that I saw that the Ben Yoyada suggests, he says that we know that Tveria is the place where Ramei lived. Until this very day, Rameyer is actually buried. The kever of Rameyer Balanes is in Tveria. And Rameyer is the man, the Omer, that says throughout Shas that a filu, that even when Klal Yisrael are not acting as they're supposed to be, ain oisim ritzoni shalmakoyim, still, Rameyer's opinion is that Nikron Bonim, they're considered the children of Hashem. So now we can understand. It was Rameyer who was from Tveria that taught us how special Klal Yisrael is, that even when they're not doing mitzvahs, they're still considered Bonim. That's why it's appropriate that the city of Tveria should be remembered for that. Rabbi Yemayam Rekashma, the name of that city is Rekas. V'lamanik Rishma Tveria. Why do we see that it's called Tveria? Sheshevis b'tiburish at Yisrael. That it's in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Amar Rakashma, V'lama Nikra Tma Tveria. Why is it called Tveria? Says the Gemara, She Toivri Yasa. It's a very beautiful city. So I saw that the Rishash actually says that the reason it originally was called Tiberius is because there was a Roman emperor whose name was Tiberius, and he was the one that started that city and called the city by that name, because he was the one that founded that city. But they didn't want to have that the name of a city, and a city in Eretz Yisrael of Talmid Chachamim, should be remembered because of the name of a Roman emperor. So that's why the Gemara comes up with a different reason, Sheyishevus B'Tiburish Eretz Yisrael, that it sits in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, and that's a nicer reason than using the name because it's called on that emperor's name. Says the Gemara, Amazira, Kitroin, Zu Tzipori. Kitroin Tzipori. V'lama Nikra Shema Tzipori. Why is it called Tzipori? Sheshevis Barosh HaKit Tzipor. It sits on the top of the mountain like a bird sits on the top of a mountain. Kitroin Tzipori. Asked the Gemara, is that true? The Kitroin Tzipori. The Kitroin Mechaklish Zavun Havi. Says the Gemara, we know that Kitroin was in the territory of Zvulun. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says in Shaiftim, that even though those cities were in his territory, and Allah is the Loisachaya Kol Neshama, that when you capture, when we came into Eretz Yisrael, we were supposed to take over all of Eretz Yisrael and not leave over anybody there. Zvulun did not do so. He left the people there. And says the Gemara, Zvulun would complain about his luck, his fortune. Shinamar, The pasuk says in Shoftim, Zvulun am cheirif nafshin lamos, v'neftali al meray meisada. Matam, what made Zvulun so upset? V'neftali al meray meisada. That Naftali got a nicer portion than him. And I saw that the Tzivsei Chama says, is it appropriate, is it conceivable that Zvulun, one of the Shvatim, was upset that his brother got something nicer than him? So he explains that what made him upset was that we know, it says in Parashas Vayichi, that Zvulun was the one that supported Yisachar. So he needed income. And he was upset that he lost out the income that he could have had if he had a better territory. Zvulun says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, L'achai nosat lehem sodos ukromim. You gave my brothers fields and vineyards. V'li nosata, and you gave me harim gvolos, mountains and valleys. L'achai nosat lehem atzos. You gave my brother land that's dry. V'li nosata yam and aris. Me, you gave rivers. Everybody will rely on you. Because the chelazin, which is the dye that's used to make the tchelis, is in your territory. And of course, for tzitzis and for all other mitzvahs, we need the chelazin. Shnema, amim ham yikro, usmune tunei choyl. Says, what does that mean? B'tani Rabbi Yosef, pasuk in Zayis HaBracha, suni, that's the chelazin. Tamuni is tris, it's a type of a fish. Chol, sechuchas levana. It's a very expensive glass that's made in the sand that's found in the territory of Zvulun. Amal fan of Bashloilim, me my dieni. Who's going to notify me that these things are in my territory? In other words, Zvulun was concerned that people, these things are found all over, and that people will take them without paying. Amalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Zvulun, Sham Yizbuchu Zivchei Tzedek. Simen Zei Elcha, I'm giving you a sign. Kol Anoit Elcha, Belay, Damim, if somebody takes the Tcheles, or somebody takes the sand, without paying, and a mile plash Yishlaklam, he will not have any success with that material. Vizal Kedatach, asked the Gemara, going back, the Kitrin Tzipayri, Amai Misram Amidoysov, why was Zvulun so upset? For I have it Tzipayra, Tzipayri is such a wonderful city, that Milsen Atifa Tuva, so why should be upset? Asked the Gemara, the Chitema, maybe you'll say, the Lesbe is of Eschol Devash, you'll say that what makes Eretz Yisrael special, we know that Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz of Eschol Devash, and it means that the goats eat the dates, and the milk that emanates from the body mixes with those honey, and that's why it's called Zovas Chol Dvash. It fleeces that mixture. V'amar Ish Lakish, L'di Chazalich Zovas Chol Dvash. I saw the area in of Zovas Chol Dvash in the city of Tzipayri. V'avashisha Esamil, Ashisha Esamil. It took up an area of 60 mil by 60 mil. V'chi Taima, continues the Gemara. So it's clearly, he clearly had territory that was always called the Vash. V'chitema, and if you want to suggest the loy nefisha the day kada achva, that he did not have the same size territory of Zavas Chol Devash like his brothers, ask the Gemara, V'amar Rabba B'bachana Omer Reb Yochanan, L'di Chazali, Zavas Chol Devash, the Kolar de Yisrael, I was able to understand, to determine how much area of Eretz Yisrael takes up Zavas Chol Devash. V'havi can make Kubi at Akrita to Kubani. It takes up the area from Bei Kubi to Akrita Bugni, which is an area of Esrin V'taratin Palsi Archa. It's an area of 22 Am Parsis in the length, Uposya Shita Parsoi. And it's a width of 60 Parsa. If you figure out the area of Tzipayri versus that area, you'll see that it's an eighth of the entire Zavas. Tzipayri is an eighth of the Zavas Chol Devash of the entire Tzisrael. But Zvulun is only one shevet, and therefore he should only deserve 1/12, not 1/8. Clearly an indication that he got more than he deserved, says the Gemara. So why was he upset? Answered the Gemara, Filahachi, Sada Sukramim Adifalei. He would have preferred Sada Sukramim. Take a Nami, And we see that from what the Pasuk says. Because the Pasuk says that what was Zvulun's concern? The Ksiv, the Naftali Amaraim Misada. He was upset that he did not have a Sada and that Naftali did. And that's why Shema Mina, that's what made him upset. Amar Avua, Ve'ekur into Akur, the city of Ekron will be destroyed. Which city is that? So Kisri Basedoim. She Sheves Ben Achilles, that it's surrounded by sand in all directions. Vihi Ha'isa Yaset Kua Lisrob Mimei Yevonim. Just like they didn't stop making trouble for Klai Yisrael. Ukshigavar Machas Beis Chashmai. Ultimately, when the Machas Beis Chashmai prevailed, Nitzchem Ha'yikarin Ha'soi Achidas Migdol Shur. We were able to conquer the city of many of their ministers. Amar Rabbi Yosef Mechanina, Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says in Zechariah, the Pasuk speaks there about Tzor, who was one of the leaders of the Bnei Adam. The Pasuk says, V'har Siraisi, Domov Mipiv, V'shukotov, Mibain Shinov, V'nisha Gamu, Lelokeinu, V'asirais Domov Mipiv, Zebes Bamya. That was one of the places where they had Avodah Zarah. V'chukaitzim ben shinov zebei skalya shalhen. That's a place where they worshipped Avodah Zarah. V'nisha gamul alakenu ele bat kesius bat midrashah shem adam. These are the shuls in the in Edom. Even though Edom will be destroyed, explains the Sif Sechachamim, the bat midrashahs and the shuls that were in Edom will remain. These are the places where the Avodah Zarah would gather. That's where Torah will eventually be learned. This opens up a very interesting discussion, and that is if a place served as a place of Avodah Zarah, could that place be turned into a Beis HaKnesses? So this, the Taisa says that it really depends on the question. What are these places? Some explain, Taisa says that it's a place where they actually worshipped Avodah Zarah. Other Rishonim explain that it's not a place that they actually worshipped Avodah Zarah. It's a place where the Avodah Zarah gathered, but if it's not a place where they actually worshipped Avodah Zarah. And why is this relevant? Because this is relevant to the question, could a place that was a base of Avodah Zarah be made into a shul? So, the Mishnah Brura in Simon Kuf Nun Dalet Sifkot Mehei says, quotes an Aliyah Rabbah that says that a place that originally served as a base of Avodah Zarah should not be made into Beis HaKnesses Kavua. But he says, that's only if it's a place that's truly a Beis Avodah Zarah. But if it's not a place that was Avodah Zarah, even though it was a place that they practice their religion, we could be more lenient. Rav Ozna Zatzal, the Shailas Hatshuvas Shevet HaLevi, Chelik Tes Simon Lavov, discusses a situation where there was a place that was a Beis Avodah Zarah, and it was sold. And then over the years, it was used for different purposes. And now they want to use it for a shul. And the question is, may to use it? And he says that even though there may be a halachic purpose, that there may be halachically permitted, that best, better or not. And he quotes the Chassam Sofer, who is very sensitive about using such a place ultimately to be used as a Beis HaKnesses. Amar of Yitzchak, Leshem, the city Leshem, which is mentioned in Yeshua, that was captured by Sheva Don, Zu Pamayis, is the city that's Pamayis. Vekrin to Akr, we just quoted, the Pasuk says Vekrin to Akr, Zu Kisri Bas Adam, Shiyosu Metropolin Shemalachim. It was a place where the kings would gather. Ikadamri, the Marbim Amalachim, that's where they would raise the king, the king's children, Vikadami the Mukmibi and the Malki, that's where the city where they would normally choose who should be they should choose the king. And I saw a pshat, the mashal suggests, that they used to have the children of the important people raised there, and then from those children, they would pick who would ultimately be the king. Says the Gemara, Kisri v'Yushalayim. Kisri represents Rome, and Yushalayim, we know, represents Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Im Yarmilchu Adam Shechar V'Shteim. If somebody will tell you that they both were destroyed, Al Tam, and don't believe it. Yosh V'Shteim, that they're both successful, also Al Tam, and don't believe it. Chav V'Kisri V'Yosh V'Shalayim, or Chav V'Shalayim V'Yosh V'Kisri, Tam, and Shnema, and Molei Echareva. Im Molei Zu, if Edom is successful, Chav V'Zu, then Yushalayim is not. The Molei Zu, if Yushalayim is successful, Chav V'Zu, then Edom is not. The pasuk says, "Umaloyim, maloyim yemetz." So, sort of, the Beis Halevi explains why must it be so that these two cities have this reverse relationship. So, he explains the reason Edom is successful is because of the averus of Klal Yisrael. So, explains the Beis Halevi, if Klal Yisrael is doing averus, that's when Edom will be successful. But if, on the other hand, if Klal Yisrael is not doing averus, then the Klal Yisrael will be successful. And if Klal Yisrael is not successful, then of course our enemy are not successful. Another pshat that I saw is that Edom represents Olam Hazeh, and Yerushalayim represents Olam Haba. A person needs to make a choice in life. What is important to him? Is Olam Hazeh, is Gashmius important to him? Or is Olam Haba, is Ruchnius important to him? But you can't have both at the same time. V'amar Yitzchak, Maidik Siv, Yuchin Rosha, Balamed Tzedek. Says the Gemara, this pasuk is referring to a dialogue that takes place between Yitzchak Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Yitzchak L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzchak says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Yuchan Esav, have Rachmanis and Esav, even though he doesn't deserve it, but this, he's a father, and a father wants his child to be treated right. Amalei Rosh Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, but he's a Rosh Hu. Amalei Ba'alam Tzedek. Can't you find anything good about him? Amalei Be'eretz D'chaychus Ya'avel. He constantly is doing the wrong thing. Amalei. So Yitzchak says that if that's the case, by Yehra Geyus Hashem. So sort of the Mepharshim explained that Yitzchak thought, he knew that Esau was a Rasha. Yitzchak was one of the obvious. He wasn't so easily fooled. But he thought that what Esau was doing was a shaygig. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ya'avel, that what Esau is doing is bemazed. And therefore, he does not deserve any rachmanus. V'amar Yitzchak Maidik Siv, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Al titan Hashem ma'avaye rasha sumama atafik yura masala. Amar Yaakov fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, al titan le'esav rasha tavas libay. Don't give him what he wants to destroy Klal Yisrael. Sumama atafik, his bad plans, don't let him carry them out. What does that mean? It refers to Gamam Yishal Edoim. It refers to the Germans, Shemalei HaYotzim. If we would let them prevail, Machrivim Kolayim Kulay, they would destroy the entire world. V'amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Tlas Malchig Kitri Toga, the 300 kings wearing crowns, Ikka B'Gamam Yishal Edoim, that exist in that country, and the 365 markets in Rome. Every day, these two kings challenge each other. And one dies. And that's why they're so preoccupied and they can't do tzaros for Klal Yisrael. If somebody will tell you, Yugati v'loy metzasi, I worked and I was not successful, Al Tamin. Here we're talking about Divrei Torah. Somebody explains, Rabbi Aaron Cutler, somebody who works and in learning Torah, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is somebody who works on succeeding in Torah will succeed. Lo yugati mitzasi. On the other hand, very much in the way we just explained, I became a Talmud Chacham without working on it, also al tamin, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that we should have to work to succeed in learning. Because if we're not going to succeed, if we're not going to work for it, we're not going to be able to get schar for that Torah. Yugati mitzasi, but if somebody says, I worked and I succeeded, tamin. Says one of the animals with the Torah. But that's only when it comes to the Torah. Ava v'mas v'matan. When it comes to business, siyata d'shmaya. It's all siyata d'shmaya. And it continues the Gemara. And even when we speak about the Torah, v'afla the Torah, lo yamaran el chadudei. Somebody should be able to understand the depth of the Gemara. Ava look me gursa, to remember what he learned, siyata d'shmaya. For that thing, you also need Siyata d'shmaya. So Rashi explains that l'chadudi means to be able to be mefalpul, to understand the lumbus of the Gemara. Others explain, the Ksav Sofer says, what it means is that l'chadudi means that he should be zaycha, that the halacha should follow, what he's wanted. So there are many, many beautiful pshatim on this Gemara. The Rukatska said, Yugati v'loy mitzasi. If somebody says, I worked and I didn't succeed, al tamin, the meaning is, don't believe that he worked. If he says, I worked, and he says, I still wasn't successful, he's not telling you the truth. He did not work. Somebody who works, as we said, is guaranteed to succeed. Another pshat that I saw from the Brikas Avram, Yugati V'loy mitzasi, al tamin. If somebody worked on learning and he wasn't successful, the reason was because al tamin. He was lacking in amunah. One cannot become a Talmud Chacham if not tamin, if he doesn't have amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat, yugato mitzasa. If you'll have a person that will work on understanding his learning, and then mitzasa, and he will be successful, tamin, says the Torah's Ovis, that will help him grow in his emunah. So the question that many ask is, yugati means that I worked for it. But sasi is something that I find. A find you don't work for. So how do we reconcile these two words? So the Divrei Yisrael, the Majid Rabbah says, that even though somebody was yageya, even though somebody worked to learn, when he's successful, he should still learn. He should believe that he didn't succeed because he worked hard. He should believe he succeeded because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to succeed. The Ben Yoyad explains that yugati, working hard and understanding our Gemara, is understanding Torah, is critical for success. The Divrei Chaim used to explain, sometimes somebody works very hard to be understand a piece of Gemara. And he spends a lot of time until he understands the Gemara. Says the Gemara, what happens is, the next time, he says, wow, I had to spend so much time to understand this Gemara. Says the Gemara, at the end of the time, everything evens out. And when he learns the next Gemara, it'll go much easier. And there's grandson, the Kedusha Tzion says, that's what it means. The Retira Anim b'makim echad v'ashirim b'makim acher. He says that sometimes the Retira in one place Anim, they're poor. You have to work on understanding it. But in another place they're Ashirim, it comes easy. That's what it means. Yugati, even though when I learned today's shir, I had to work hard to understand the shir. Umitzasi, tomorrow's shir will come easy. Another pshat that I saw, the Gemara says, "Im yoyim lecha adam lo yugati mitzasi al tamin." If he says, "I didn't have to work hard and I still understood the Gemara," do not believe him. Why shouldn't I believe him? We're not talking about a person who's a liar. So if he says, I didn't work hard and I still understood the Gemara, why are we so against accepting what he says? So the Mefarshim explained that he maybe understood the Gemara, but understanding the Gemara is not all that counts. What counts also is that he should remember it. And if he didn't work hard on understanding the Gemara, even at this moment he understands it, it will not last forever. The Mefarshim offer some more pshatim in this beautiful vart of Yigati Umetzasi. The Alshech explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every Jew, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, what happened was that everybody got a share in the Torah. And actually we say it every day. Every day we say, V'sein chalkeinu d'sayre sechal. And what happens is, a person, as soon as he starts to learn what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him, is that he gives him, he opens up his eyes to see the part of Torah that belongs to him. Yugati, if you spend time in understanding and trying to understand Torah, or Metzasi, then you will find the portion of Torah that belongs to you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu attributed to you from Kabbalah HaTorah. V'amar Rav Yitzchak, im re'isa Russia shesa mesacheches lo, if you see a Russia that is being successful, al tisgribo, don't get into a quarrel with him. Shnemar, al tisachem b'mereim, don't tease the Rishoyim v'loyoid, el shadrachem atzlichem. Even though he's a Russia, he will be successful. Shnemar, yechilu drachav b'choleis, v'loyoid, el Zoich b'din, even in Shemayim, he's successful. Shenemar b'royim mishpatecha me'negdoi. V'loyoid el shiroya b'soynov. He's able to prevail over his enemies. Shenemar kol tzroyrov. All his enemies, yufiach b'hem. He'll be able to blow them away. Eini, says the Gemara, is that true? V'amar v'yachar mishim r'mshim ben yuchoy, mutl eskaris b'shoyim b'ol mazer. We're allowed to tease Rishoyim in this world. Shenema, Oizvei Torah, Yahalu Rasha, those that leave the Torah, forsake the Torah, praise the Rishoyim. Vishoyimei Torah, those that follow the Torah, Yizgrubam, may tease them. Vitanya, Rabbi Destoy Ben Masan, Oyim Mutal Eskaris, Rishoyim Ba'alam Hazer, we're allowed to tease the Rishoyim in this world. Vim Lashach Adam, Loimer, and if somebody will ask, doesn't the Pasuk say and tell him, Al Tesach Memareim, out the kind of base of Evla, don't start up with them, says the Mara Mishali by Knife Kaimakane. Somebody who has a virus and he's concerned says this. Ella, what is Pshat in the Pasuk? Altasas Bimrayim, Lias Kumrayim. Don't follow their path. Out the kind of base of Evla, don't be jealous of them, Leo is Kayas Avlam. Vimer and the Pasuk says, don't be jealous of them. So what's Pshat? Answers the Gemara, Loikash, Hom a meal of the day. When you and he are getting into a quarrel about issues that relate to you, don't start up with them. Hava mila d'shmaya, but when it's issues that are covered shemayim, when it comes to covered shemayim, you need to do what you need to do. Vibay same hava mila the day. Everything refers even to things that are being adam l'chaveray. V'loy kasha, hava tzadik gomer. A tzadik gomer has every right to start up with a Russia. He has nothing. He has nothing to be concerned about. Habit tzaddik she'ena gomer. A tzaddik she'ena gomer has to be concerned. Damar avuna ma'idik siv. Lama sabit boydim tachrish. Why are you quiet? Beval a Russia tzaddik b'menu. Tzaddik b'menu b'leia. A Russia sometimes can prevail on somebody who's a greater tzaddik than he is. However, a tzaddik gomer ain't a b'leia. He never has the ability to prevail over him. If you see that a Russia is particularly successful, then it's a time to stay away from him. Amula, Italia shall Yavin. The Italy of Yavin, Zekrakotl Sharomi. It's the big city in Rome. And this city, explains Rashi, was created when Menashe put a Salem in the Beis HaMikdash, Gavriel came down and put a stick in the sea. And around that stick formed this city, Italia Sharomi. Another pshat is that this happened when Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paroi. The size of the city is 300 parsa by 300 parsa. That's 365 marketplaces, equivalent to the solar year. Because as we learned in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Dumas Olam count the year according to the solar year. Kadosh Mekulam, the smallest marketplace is Shomaychei Eifus, is where birds are sold. It's 60 mil by 60 mil. Umelech soyed b'koyoyim bechemen. Every day the king eats his meal in one of those markets. V'adaba, somebody who lives in that city. Abishen and Noilaba, even though he wasn't born in that city, Noitel Prasme Beis HaMelech, gets supported from the government. And somebody who's born in that city, even though he doesn't live in that city, also supported from that city. The 300 bathhouses in that city, and has 500 windows that give smoke outside of the window. One side of the city is the ocean. One side are mountains and valleys, but and one side is mechitza shel barzel, is a mechitza made with out of steel. Small stones umetzulas and placed where it's difficult to walk. Says the Mishnah. If they read the Megillah in Adarishan, this Abra Shana, and then they decided to make that year into a leap year, we read the Megillah in Adarishani. Says the Mishnah, there is no halachic difference between Adarishan and Adarishani. El Kriyas Megillah or Matanus Lavyonim. The only difference is that Kriyas Megillahs and Matanus Lavyonim, which are done in Adarishani, not in Adarishan. But the halacha of Mishloach Manos, Seder Rishonim, travels together with Matanos Lavyonim. Particularly if the main, one of the reasons which we will, in Mitzvah Shem, discuss, why we give Matanos Lavyonim, why we give Mishloach Manos, is to have what to eat by the Suda. The question is that when is the Mishnah of Simcha? And the Rishonim say that the Mishnah of Simcha is an Adarishani. There is a discussion, should there be Mishnah V'Simcha in Adarishan as well? I saw that the stipler was asked. We know an Ovel davens as the Shliach Tzibur. Should an Ovel daven in Adarishan, should an Ovel daven as a Shliach Tzibur in Adarishan? The stipler was questioning it, but he said at the end that he should, and so too was the Psak of the Rebbe Yashiv. But it's interesting, the Chassam Sofer once wrote a tshuva in Rosh Chodesh Adar, and he wrote, Yom Gimel, he dates it. Today is Tuesday. Shenichba by Kitoiv, we know Tuesday is the day where it says Kitoiv twice. Aleph the Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, the Rosh Chodesh Rishon, Shema'abim Bar Simcha. So he clearly held that even in Adar Rishon, there is a point that we should show more simcha. We should show simcha even in Adarishan, not just in Adarishani. Halin and say the parashas. We know that in Adar we read the Arba parashas: parashas Kala, parashas Shkalim, parashas Zachar, parashas Achaydish, and parashas Para. Says the Mara, when it speaks about the Dalar parashas, it seems learning the Mishnah Zevazeh Shavim, both others have the same halacha. And that would mean that if somebody read them in Adarishan, then we would be yoitza the mitzvah. The Arishonim that suggest that Parashas Chodesh and Parashas Parah, which are related to Pesach, no one would consider no one would consider that you could be yoytze them in other rishon, says the Gemara. If that's the way we're going to understand our Mishnah, ask the Gemara Mani Masnisen, who would be the Tan of our Mishnah? Loi Tanakama, Veloi Reb Elazar Reb Yossi, Veloi Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanya, as the Braisa teaches us, Karas Megillah by the Rishon, if they read the Megillah in other Rishon, this Abra Hashana, because their calendar, as we often state, was very different than our calendar. In our calendar, everything is predetermined. In their calendar, they could decide that a month they're going to make other Sheni, even though it's already deep into other Rishon, or even in other Sheni already. He says everything that we do in Adi Sheni, Hagis Brishon, can be done in Adi Rishon, Chutz Mikra Megillah. So only Mikra Megillah can be done in Adi Sheni. Rabbi Elazar ben Yossi Omer, and Koinos about the Sheni, we don't read in Adi Sheni, Shukam Mitzvah Shenagis Brishoni, Nagis Brishon. And he says you can even do Megillah in Adi Rishon. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I'm Shimon Rabbi Yossi. Af Karnos about the Sheni, we should read it in Adi Sheni. Shekal Mitzvah Shenagin by the Sheni, Ein Agis Parishin. Veshavin, everybody agrees. Behesp Vatanis, that when it comes to Hesp Vatanis, Shasurin Bezeh Bezeh. You may not make a Hesp Vatanis neither on Yudalan Tezvav Adi Rishin or Yudalan Tezvav of Adi Sheni. So the Sfasema says, why are these days special? That everybody agrees that even in other Rishon you can't make a Hesper and Tainus. So one Teretz he suggests is that these are Yom Tovim listed in the Megillah's Tainus. Another Teretz he suggests is because, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, there is a Svara why Purim should be celebrated in other Rishon. And even though we don't actually celebrate it in other Rishon, the Svara is strong enough that we should at least not say a Hesper and Tainus. We should not have a Hesper and Tainus in other Rishon. Ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama. They both agree that we don't do the Megillah in other Rishon. Answers the Gemara, Amar Papa, say the Parshas, say Kuminayu. The Nafkamina is about the Dal Parshas. Tanakama Sova, L'chatchil V'sheni, L'chatchil Dal Parshas should be in other Sheni. However, if you Ovid, Rishon Ovid, if you do them in other Rishon, it's fine. Barmi Mikra Megillah. But his opinion is, when it comes to Megillah, the Afgav, the Karab Rishon, even if you read the Megillah in Adi Rishon, Karab Sheni, you have to read it again in Adi Sheni. Rabbi Elazar ben Yossi Savar, Afilu Mikra Megillah, L'chatchila B'Rishon, even Mikra Megillah should be in Adi Rishon, but if you did it be Adi Rishon, it's fine. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Savar, Afilu say the Parashas, Karab Rishon, Karab Sheni, it must be in Adi Sheni. So now, Mani. So now, who's going to be the opinion of our Mishnah? Itanikama, Matanis Lavyonim. He says, our Mishnah said the Matanis Lavyonim should be done in Adi Sheni. The Tanakama says that only Mikra Megillah should be done in Sheni. Irav Lazar Yaakov, Kashnami Mikra Megillah. Because Rav Lazar holds that Rav Lazar Yossi says you could even do Megillah in Adi Rishon. Our Mishnah clearly said you may not. Irav Shimon Gamaliel, Kasha Abba, say the Parshas. Our Mishnah held that you could do the Abba Parshas in other Rishon, and he says you can't. Loyalam Tanakama. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Tanakama. But Tana Mikra Megillah, even though he spoke of Mikra Megillah, who had then Matanis Lavyonim, Matanis Lavyonim traveled together to Abba Atayah. As we learned earlier on Daf Dalet on the base, Enayim Shalim Nesus Mikra Megillah. The poor people know that when we read the Megillah, that's when they're going to get Matanis Lavyonim, and therefore they travel together. V'bay Seima, we could say that Amishtha's found the opinion of Shimon Gamaliel. Masnitz Chasurim Mechzvok Tani. Eimei Ma'abasa Shabbat Rishon, La'abasa Shabbat Sheni, Elamik Megillah, U'matanis. Ha'alinyan Hesper V'tainis, Zeh V'zeh. They're both Shavin, that you don't do, and say the Tainis, is not the subject of our Mishnah, but it could be that our Mishnah clearly will hold that they're not done in Adi Sheni. Amar Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchasah, the Halach is like Shimon Gamliel, Shomer Shimon Rabbi Yossi, that everything is done in Adi Sheni. Says the Gemara, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shneim, both of them that have this machlokes, do we do it in Adi Rishon or Adi Sheni? Both get their opinion from the same pasuk. Mikra echadarshim. The pasuk says in the Megillah, b'chol shana v'shana. Rabbi Elazar Yossi Sarva, b'chol shana v'shana. We follow the model of every year. Ma'chol shana v'shana, odah samach l'shvat, which is the odd that we celebrate Purim, and the other closer to Shvat. Afkan, this year too, when there are two others, it should be the other that samach l'shvat. Shimon Gamliel Sover, B'chol Shana V'Shana, Ma'chol Shana V'Shana, Oda Samach L'Nissan, the other that's closer to Nissan, Afkan, in the leap year, it's Oda Samach L'Nissan. Ask the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, Mestab Tama, because there's a rule, Eim Avir Ala Mitzvahs, so we could do something in other Rishon, or in other Sheni, it's preferable to do it in other Rishon. Eller of Shimon Gamliel, that says we do it in other Sheni, my Tama, answers the Gemara, Amar of Tevi, Tamid of Shimon Gamliel, Mismach Gula L'Gula Adif. Putting the Neis of Purim next to the Neis of Pesach is preferable. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Tamid of Shimon Gamliel, the Ksiv L'Kayim, as a Erb Geras of Purim, as always, Shainis, and I learn from the word Shainis, the other that's other Shaini. So Tosfos makes a very interesting point. We often have a rule in Shas that Eim Avayim Ala Mitzvahs. But the rule of Eim Avayim Ala Mitzvahs is when we have two mitzvahs. And the question is, which mitzvah should I do? So the halacha is whatever mitzvah came first, Eim Avayim Ala Mitzvahs. But here, it's not Eim Avayim Ala Mitzvahs. We're only talking about one mitzvah. So that's why many Rishonim suggest that the concept of this Gemara is not really Eim Avayim Ala Mitzvahs. Rather, it's Rizim Magdim Ala Mitzvahs. So there's a very interesting question. Somebody has a shul near his home, and he has a shul further from his home. So now there's a dilemma. Where should he daven? Should he daven in the shul that's closer to his home? Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs. And the way Tosfos just explained, even when you have just one mitzvah, we still apply the concept of Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs, or there's a concept of Schar P'tzias. So the Magen Avraham, in Simit Tzadik, Sivkot Nechapeis, says that Tzchah Psiyas takes precedent. And the questions that are asked on the Magen Avraham, that we see that we often apply the concept of Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs. So he says that the only time we say Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs is if one mitzvah will not be done. But if the mitzvah will be fulfilled, there's no concern of Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvah. The Maral has a very different approach. He says, we look at walking to the shul as one part of the mitzvah and davening as another part of the mitzvah. Says the Maral, walking to shul is part of the mitzvah. And since walking to shul is part of the mitzvah, when you're walking to shul, there's no concern of Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs. But even though we're saying now you should daven it in the shul that's closer to your home, that's only if that's a shul where you could daven better. But if there's a shul that is not as good, that they don't daven to your pleasure, certainly if there's talking in the shul or something like that, then of course you should daven in the shul where you're going to be able to daven better. But the Chashuk Echemed has a very interesting shaila. We're going to learn that, of course, one has to drink wine on Purim. We're also going to learn that one has to drink wine on Pesach for the Dal Kaisis. So you have a bottle of wine, a very fine bottle of wine. For when should you save that wine? Should you save it? Should you use it on Purim? Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs. Or should you use it on Pesach? So he says that the halacha would tell us that even though Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs, the mitzvah of drinking wine on Pesach for the Dal Kaisis is a more important mitzvah than the mitzvah of wine on Purim and save it for Pesach.